The Church of San Niccolò Regale. The Church of San Niccolò Regale, or of Santa Nicolicchia, as it's known to the local inhabitants, was built in the first years of the 12th century and constitutes what is probably the most emblematic example of Norman architecture in the city. It's built on a circular plan set within a square and three apses. From the outside, the rounded merlons of the upper part of the building partially hide the dome, but it can, however, be admired in its entirety inside the church. There are three steps leading up to the main entrance. Each side of the church has three ogival windows set in recessive arches. Before going in, you should walk round the outside. On the east side, you'll be able to see the three apses protruding towards the exterior. The interior is extremely simple, characterized by a quiet beauty. The dome is supported by four columns, and the floor decorations are clearly influenced by the Islamic style in their vivid colors. The church was subjected to substantial changes during the Baroque period to make it conform to the artistic precepts of the time. But from the middle of the last century, the various restoration works have sought to return it to its original condition. In 1933, Roman remains were discovered underneath the church, appearing to cover a period from the 3rd to the 5th century AD. They can be seen through a glass wall on one side of the river wharf. The excavation work continued into the 1960s with the uncovering of a Roman villa, including a floor mosaic of 200 square meters, which is still visible. The parts which have survived best are the floral motifs acting as a decorative frame for a running stag in the center. It's probable that the building formed part of a larger center of population. We've now reached the end of the tour. We hope we've been successful in helping you to appreciate and understand the places that you've visited. If you can, it's well worth devoting some time to just walking through the city without a particular goal in mind, wandering through the different neighborhoods in search of the unadvertised and unexpected with open eyes and an open mind.